And now, more on the youth vote from some young voters and up-and-coming analysts. This election, young people have been getting the full attention from the media, pollsters, pundits, candidates. Many campaigns have been using online and other strategies to reach younger voters. To talk about this, we're joined in our studio by Helen Hocknell. She's a senior English and journalism student at the University of New Hampshire. She's editor of the school's newspaper, The New Hampshire. And also joining us from ETV Radio in Columbia, South Carolina, is Dante Mosey. He's a senior English major and editor of the South Carolina State University paper, The Daily Gamecock. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Helen, the primary in New Hampshire just ended. What's the sense you're getting from people your age? Excited?
Well, everyone's still excited, but a lot of us are quite shocked. I mean, I've sort of given up predicting this stuff now, but everyone had Obama pegged as the winner.
Really? Why?
Yeah. He's just generated such excitement. From everyone I've talked to up there, I kind of wish I could be there to see it. He's just got this electric presence in a way that Hillary, you know, as much as she's certainly got a lot of support, he's just got that charisma with a lot of the younger voters.
What about on the Republican side? I hear Ron Paul is getting some traction.
As a matter of fact, we had a mock primary back in early December, and he got it was Giuliani was the winner, who, of course, has sort of disappeared since. Giuliani got 29%, McCain had 20, and then Ron Paul had 19. So he definitely is pretty popular among the college-age crowd.
Dante, what about you? South Carolina is going to be a big target later this month. What's the buzz at your school so far?
Right now, I think people are excited, especially by Barack Obama and the fact that he could very well be, the next black president. They're excited by the fact that, someone is actually about to, is in a position to become the next black president of the United States or
first black president.
Yes, first black president. Yes, and the momentum that the campaign has been giving, at least at South Carolina State University. Is absolutely amazing. The charisma that he uses on the students through Students for Barack Obama is giving students support, giving them a chance to really voice their concerns to someone who actually will listen to them and listen to concerns that matter to them and the black community. So,
what about Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton, I think, as far as black students, I know. With Hillary Clinton, a lot of students, there are some students who still support him because of Bill Clinton, because he was obviously popular back in the 1990s and the early 2000s. But I think the momentum has really shifted to Barack Obama. When they see the fact that they can, see this strong African American that is in a very good position to possibly become the leader of the free world, and they're struck by the fact and they're attracted to that fact. So I think really the attractiveness of that has really shifted support.
Any gender gap issues? We've been talking about this, about the fact that African-American women might be torn between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because Hillary Clinton has made such a strong show. I mean, she's really worked that vote and a serious outreach. I mean, with the Greek organizations, I mean, she's been a strong presence with the sororities and in the beauty shops and so forth. Do you notice any gender gap developing among the students? Women going one way, men going the other way?
I don't see any gender gaps. I think it's all mostly for Barack Obama and also Michelle Obama. When she came to our campus, she made some trips to the beauty shops and to places where you normally see black African Americans. So I don't see a gender gap as far as that's concerned. I think it's more or less general support for Obama more so than Hillary at this point.
Helen, we've been talking so much, we hear so much about this, the ways that candidates are reaching out to your generation. What are some of the ways that they're reaching out? And does anything particularly make a difference?
Well, I mean, I could tell you for the last couple weeks of school, you could hardly move across campus without having somebody come up to you and ask, oh, have you registered to vote? Have you thought about supporting so-and-so? There's Facebook groups about it now and everything, people, you can't go into the dining hall without somebody approaching you about it. So they've definitely been coming out in droves to try and get us registered and get us for one guy or another.
Are these people your age?
A bit of a mix. Some are young. There's certainly a lot of UNH students that I know that are working for one campaign or another right now. Some of them I talked to yesterday. They're all very excited. But some of them are just adults that are, you know, or just actual adults as opposed to wannabe adults. you know, I mean, it's a mix. But they're absolutely camped out in our student union. They were all over Main Street, you know, handing out flyers and that kind of thing. They were all over campus.
A lot of that is old school sort of reach out. What about the newer techniques? I mean, people think like the conventional wisdom is among at least, you know, long in the tooth people like me, is that stuff like The Daily Show makes a difference, making an appearance on sort of John Stewart Show. I mean, John McCain's been on it something like 10 times. Does that matter? Or is that just a stereotype that people like me have?
No, I'd say it does. I mean, it's cool to be on The Daily Show. It's, you know, that kind of thing. And people definitely pay attention to that. And actually, Facebook, I've been sort of surprised. I mean, it's hard to judge because, you know, people like Ron Paul, most of their base are, you know, they're all over the internet. But, you know, I'm always getting invited to a Facebook group for one thing or another, for some, you know, political event. All the different politicians came so many times to our campus this fall. It was sort of ridiculous. Oh, so-and-so's here? Oh, big deal. Yeah, we saw somebody yesterday.
But. Snore. Well, send them my way. If you're bored with them, send them on down to my way. Yeah. Dante, you know, Barack Obama's done some things. He's been in Essence magazine. He's been in Vibe. He was, I think, on the cover of Vibe. He was on the Ellen Show, you know, actually busting a move. Is politics cool again?
I think so. I think politicians are really starting to embrace, you know, going onto these talk shows like The Daily Show, or, you know, going onto Facebook. Like, for example, with Ron Paul, a lot of his support is actually on YouTube. You have Barack Obama, millions of users on Facebook, or, you know, with his campaign. So I really think that that politics is really becoming cool again. It's really becoming attractive. It's really becoming a thing to watch, at least for younger voters.
What about you, Helen? Is politics cool again? Is it, other than the kind of the nerd girls and boys who are interested in it?
Yes, us political nerds. No, it's absolutely a cool thing again. I mean, there's always going to be that sort of apathetic contingent that'll just be too cool to care. But no, it's. I mean, you can't help but get involved when, you know, these people are coming to your campus. I mean, if they're speaking in your student union and you're, you know, walking through, you can't miss them. And so it's sort of hard not to get involved or hard not to care, especially in New Hampshire. We have such a unique opportunity there.
Just very briefly, Helen, is there an issue that you could point to that you think really engages your peers? Is there something when they think about voting, if they think about whether they want to get involved in it, is there something that comes top of the mind?
Well, I mean, healthcare is certainly still a big issue, but it would definitely be anything environmental is absolutely at the forefront of our minds at UNH in particular, just because we have such a strong sustainability program and all this other stuff that we do at UNH to try and be, you know, lower our carbon footprint and all that. And that was actually one thing that I heard a lot of buzz about right after the Republican debate in September. It was the first day of classes. You know, that's what I heard a lot of buzz about, is that they wanted the Republicans to care more about that.
Okay. Dante, one or two word answer. Is there an issue that comes top of the mind with the students that you talk to on your campus?
Paying for college. I really think that that's a main concern among students right now.
All right. Thanks so much. Dante Mosey is editor of the Daily Gamecock at South Carolina State University. And Helen Hocknail is editor of the University of New Hampshire's newspaper, The New Hampshire. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.